Hey there. Welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical,
and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our next episode of the Cosmic Confessions podcast. Do you like our new sign? Do you like our new logo banner? Isn't it so beautiful? Thank you, Avery, for ordering it.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
We're really excited about this episode, but before Avery even says the confession, this is a podcast episode not intended for young audiences or young ears. So if you have your little ones around, please be sure to pause the podcast episode now, because the language that we're going to be using in this episode may be at times explicit in nature. So please be sure to pause this. Okay.
And so we continue.
But we're really excited to jump on in. So Avery, what is our confession?
All right. So our confession today is that we don't look at sex or treat sex the same way that maybe everyone else does. Meaning like us three, like we're not your booty calls. We're not the booty call. We're not the one you're calling after 10 p.m. sneaking in, sneaking out. That's just not what sex means to us. So we're going to dive in on sex and intimacy and all that stuff.
We're gonna dive in. Buckle up, buttercup.
Let's go into question number one.
We're going right in. We're not sugarcoating anything in this episode.
No. And this is all our perspective and opinions on how we see sex for ourselves. So nothing here is in any form of judgment or any type of assumptions, right? Of whatever it is that you enjoy doing and you like to do, that is completely up to you. We don't shame that. We don't disagree with it. This is just how we see sex in our eyes and how we interpret the experience for ourselves.
And I'm really excited because I feel like this episode is going to just give a different perspective than maybe what people currently think about that dynamic in a relationship, and take what resonates and leave what doesn't. So Alex, what's question number one, girl?
Okay,
let's bring it on in.
How do we reclaim our sexual power in a world that often treats sex as transactional rather than sacred?
Oof. Who wants to start with that one?
I will.
Okay.
Go for it. Let's talk about sexual power, right? So we have autonomy over our bodies and we know how our bodies feel. And I know for me, there's been times where I've had sex and just don't feel good after, right? And I think that comes from, if I look back at that time, like just low self-worth. Being in a relationship for 15 years with the same person, you're kind of just like, do I even know what I want? Right.
Right.
So you start to have these experiences, and I say intimate experiences because it's just like you and another person, but like intimate should really be like more conscious, and it like kind of wasn't for me. But the temptation was there because it's like, you know, specifically for me, it's just something I wasn't doing in my marriage, honestly. So then like you get caught up in like this like dating life and single life, and it's like it's really hard out there, like, you know. So like to reclaim that back, I had to like go inward and like really be aware of like my self-worth. What do I want in the in this, like, you know? And what it came down to was like, I can't just have sex with people. I can't. Like, I need to have, I need to be like more committed to that person. There needs to be conversation. Like, you know, I'm not going to lie. Recently someone was like, do you want to come over and like just have sex? And I was like, when's the last time you made out with someone, touched someone, had sex with someone? Oh, yesterday I had someone over. Why do you think I would want to go there next? And like, so rude of like how you kind of like perceive me as a person. And secondly, like there's like an energy exchange. So like I feel like I would just like also feel that last person's, right?
Yeah, residue.
Yeah.
Energetic.
And that's
residue.
So
delicious.
But like, but I hopefully we talk about this in this episode too, that like, I think just like men and women view it differently. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just like, well, like we said, like we just view it differently. So like, no, like I can't be a booty call. Mm-hmm. Like my self-worth is right. that there, it's not a booty call, and you like let go and free yourself from like temptation.
Mm. Right. I love it. And for me, like what helped me reclaim my power is understanding that I really believe this. This is just my opinion. I don't believe sex was intended and created mm-hmm. to be transactional. I really believe like the origins of it was, of course, for co-creation purposes, but to be sacred and intimate. And one of the most powerful ways to connect with another soul and another human being. Yeah. So what helped me reclaim it was kind of backtrack, like really looking back at, okay, where did I adopt this idea that it's transactional, or it could be performative, right, in nature. And for me, you know, I grew up a holiday Catholic, but then for a very long time, I practiced non-denominational Christianity. So like what, during that time, it really was ingrained in me. Mm. Like, listen, really the only reason you should be having sex is to be making babies. Like right. it is not, or if you were to have sex not to make babies, it was just for like the pleasure of your husband that you were submissive to. Mm-hmm. Like it was this very conservative ideology. So for a very long time, I adopted like that idea. Mm-hmm. Like I had a purity ring. I mean, I really went down the mm-hmm. rabbit hole with like being a born again Christian at one point in my life. And then when I actually did get married, I noticed that like, oh my God, there's so much shame here, but mm-hmm. I have nothing to be ashamed about. But I remember going through that and trying to break through that was really hard, because it's like, oh wait, God actually, I believe, intended this to be pleasurable mm-hmm. and enjoyable. And yes, of course you can make babies that way too. But that really helped me reclaim my power, is realizing, you know, like it's not just for co-creation, it's for connection with mm-hmm. someone. It's remembering that, you know, being intimate with someone in that way is one of the most profound things you could do with somebody. Mm-hmm. And so I remember like trying to debunk that shame mm-hmm. curtain that was like over it, like really helped me reclaim my power. And then, you know, when I got divorced and then being single again and then figuring out, oh my gosh, like what are my boundaries around that, you right. know, and now entering into a new relationship, like I really believe that it could be so sacred and so beautiful and so intentional and not transactional. So for me, long answer, like unweaving what the negative connotation was. Right. And it was very much religious dogma that I had to work through.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Like it felt like I can relate a little bit, where it feels either like taboo or careless. Mm. It's like, where's that like medium?
It's the dance.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting for me, because I feel like I grew up with sex meaning that it was so about connection, and it's mm-hmm. only about doing it with the person you love and care about, and it's meant to be somebody who mm-hmm. earns it and like almost kind of worships your body and really appreciates and genuinely feels connected to you. So I think that having that belief, sex was such a big deal. It still is such a big deal to me. But I feel like there were times where then, because of that belief that I do think to some degree mm-hmm. is beautiful, and there is like, you know, a powerful strength in that, but also there's the negative side of that where I then stayed with people so much longer because of that, right? Like now that belief's there, I'm like, oh, well, I can't leave them, because now I gave them my body and now we are connected and now I'm having sex with them and they've now been able to experience me, so I can't end this. And then it's almost a sense of feeling trapped. Mm. So I think for me, it's about reclaiming your power by shifting the narrative in regards to what the belief is around sex, and having it become something that is healthy, where you do feel empowered, where there's self-trust, right? And there's the experience of saying, okay, I'm doing this because I do feel connected and it feels good, but this is my choice. And at any point that choice can change. And I could say, this is no longer what I want.
Right.
Because I'm not feeling fulfilled in other areas and sex doesn't have to keep me trapped.
I love that. And also,
thank you.
Also, one last thing before we go to the next question is I noticed what helped me reclaim my power was shifting from like sex being this self-sacrifice thing, like almost like a bargaining chip. Yeah. Like I have to, like I have to give my power away and do that so I feel safe.
Yes.
You know, instead shifting to it being, no, this is a way for me to express myself. Mm-hmm. This is a way. So from like self-sacrifice to self-expression, like, no, this could be a way for me expressing myself, not giving my power away, but co-creating with somebody else. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so it's kind of like a hell yeah throughout your entire body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah. Not like a bargaining chip. Yeah. So we feel worthy. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, or I've been in that relationship right. where it's like, well, I do X, Y, and Z. So like
the tit for tat.
Yes. Yeah. So you have to do this. Or like, ugh. Or like, I'm not going to emotionally connect to you because you're not physically connecting to me.
Yeah.
But what men have to understand, okay, this could be my opinion. I think we need to be emotionally connected first to like physically open like a beautiful lotus flower. Like you need to be so kind and gentle emotionally, mentally, and physically before just like sex.
And creating safety in that.
Safety, right? And then, like, it's beautiful. And, like, we want to, like you said, worship or, like, do things in a way that's, like, very intentional and ceremonial almost. But anything before that just feels...
empty.
Performative. Yucky. Superficial.
Yeah.
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 Agreed.
Okay, so that kind of leads into my question. You want me to...
Yeah.
All right. Dive on in, girl.
Dive in. How does being spiritually conscious change the way we approach sex? And what shifts when we treat it as energetic exchange rather than just a physical act?
Oof, that's a good one. You want to go, Alex?
Sure. I think for me, it's about becoming really present and intentional with the experience, right? So being able to kind of... create a level of vulnerability that I think most people don't necessarily understand.
Right.
Because we're in a society that does really truly disconnect us, right? Mm-hmm. It's like we've now interpreted sex, for a lot of us, we've interpreted sex as just kind of this like experience because we're horny or we're attracted and there's lust and desire. So it's like, I need to have this. And then it's like, okay, and then I'm over it. And then on to the next. So I feel like there is this need to become very intentional and co-creative in that experience so it can become delicious and pleasurable with like depth and connection in a whole new way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think when you really deepen into your spirituality, I really think it shifts from like sex shifts from being something that you do to being something that you actually experience, right? And I think you brought up a really good point, just the presence. I really think that changes the way that a lot of spiritual people approach sex. Like it begs everything of you to be fully present in that moment so you could enjoy every single thing that's happening.
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely a shift from something you do to something you experience. But then also when you become spiritually aware, you really start to recognize, oh, this isn't me just like bumping into somebody. Mm-hmm. There is a serious energetic exchange going on. Like, like I'm telling you, there have been plenty of people that I've known in my life that like, not you girls, thankfully, but like other people where they had sex with somebody and their life like fell apart. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, honey, you like took on their demons. Oh, yeah. Like, it's a thing. It's a real thing. So I think also acknowledging that there definitely is an energetic transaction that goes on
when
you're that intimate with somebody.
And just one more thing before you go to it, going off of that, I think that also it's like sex can be so healing, right? Where you can that be too. In that space of breaking open old wounds and new wounds and releasing shame and healing the trauma. But it can also, when that's when you're intentional, right? And you are present and you are deeply connected and there is soul alignment. But then it can do the complete opposite with someone that it doesn't mean anything to and there is no connection, where it's creating wounds. It's It's creating shame. It's disconnecting from yep. self and actually mm-hmm. adding so much more pain mm-hmm. around the idea of sex and what that means and how it sits in the body.
Yeah, and I think because when you're intimate with somebody, it's such a level of vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Whenever you get into the energetic space of vulnerability, I mean, you nailed it. It could be either the greatest catalyst for healing and change or the complete antithesis and like opposite of that. So I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's, yeah, come on.
Yeah, no. Same thing. Like a lot of like the energetic hygiene, right? Like you're taking yeah. on that person's energy, their feelings, their traumas, all that stuff. But also like for me to be spiritually conscious rather than a physical act, like I have to have that conversation with my partner. Mm-hmm. Like I need mm-hmm. them to also know like no, I'm not going upstairs for a quickie. No, I don't want to do this when you're drunk or high or all that stuff. Like mm-hmm. you know, once in a while, sure, we all have fun and we explore in that way, but like, you know, for me it's like I think men are on the same conscious level as maybe us three sitting here right now? Not necessarily, but I want to invite them to that and have that conversation and be like, hey, like, I'm not just gonna, like, right off the bat, what are you looking for, a relationship? Or are you looking just to, like, have like, a physical, like, sex partner type of thing? Because it's like, that's not gonna work for me, and this is why. These are my intentions. Like, when you have sex with someone, it's more than just, like, mm-hmm. getting off in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much, like, built around that with trust and safety, and, like, if there's nothing leading up to that, like, it's not even gonna be good.
Yeah.
And it's not even, right. like, gonna be fun.
No, it's gonna feel empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're going to, and this is also like, I'm glad you brought that up because it's also not to like shame people. Like, listen, if you want to go have fun, please do so responsibly.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do that consciously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So both of you, like you and another person, let's say you guys do just want it to be just on the dimension of fun and that's it. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But at least you're in your agency yep. and you're choosing to mm-hmm. engage in that. Yep. But if you have a need that's deeper than that and communicating that, yeah, you have to meet someone that's going to be aligned and is going to meet that need for you.
But do you think it's always harder for women to just be like a friends with benefit or like a booty call thing? Do you think we are always going to be prone to like catching feelings or getting hurt?
I think most women are just way more emotional. So like we feel things deeper. And I think there are a lot of women who can yeah. numb or use alcohol or drugs mm-hmm. as a way to disconnect, to have meaningless sex. But I think on a deeper level, like underneath the void of that and underneath the numbing, it is a very empty experience. And I honestly think it's an empty experience for men. But I think, and we'll get into this in another episode, but I think that they're so conditioned and trained for sex to be meaningless because of things that they've watched.
Sure. Outside, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That sure. Have kind of shifted their mindset to what sex is meant to mean.
Yeah, and I think we're also, comes down to the wiring too. I think yeah. as women, it's like an evolutionary thing too.
For sure.
Like where, like certain hormones that are triggered for us mm-hmm. to be the connecting love hormone, right?
Oxytocin.
Yep, oxytocin. Mm-hmm. Whereas with men, it's vasopressin. And mm-hmm. when that gets triggered, it's at very different stages in a dynamic right. and being intimate with somebody. So yeah, I think it is easier for women to get emotionally invested and tied to somebody if they've been intimate with somebody.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like a hard wiring thing that happens with yeah. us. It's like when the oxytocin hits is usually
right
during those moments.
And not to say that men can't also feel emotionally connected and attached, but it is, I feel like, more likely that
yeah,
the women
it's easier
do
for us, usually.
Kind of.
Yeah, and like I just don't want women out there to feel like there's something wrong with them.
Not
no,
absolutely
you're hardwired
not.
For that.
Yeah.
It's a hormonal thing.
Yeah. yeah. But I think there is ways to kind of shift the hardwiring.
Yeah, there could be.
In terms of just becoming more, this almost goes back to our other episodes around non-negotiables and having non-negotiables when it comes to sex.
Sure.
And becoming really connected.
It'd be conscious yeah. and intentional. Yeah. And you have to have, like, agency. Like, yes. if you're choosing to do whatever, just do it from a place of sovereignty and not shame or, right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And guilt.
Or guilt or all the other
or
shit.
Or feeling like it is a bargaining chip. Where right. it is, we're using yeah, this, good. Like, we're using sex to please connect to me, please see me, please validate me, please love
yeah,
me.
Can't do that.
Right? It's like the not very, good. Like, needy energy.
Yeah.
And that's never going to serve anyone powerfully. No good. That's going to disempower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyone. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Totally.
Melissa, what's your question?
Oh, yeah. What's my question? Good question. Okay.
Good question. What's
number three and the final one. For someone new to spiritual or conscious sex, what's one small shift they can make to connect deeper with themselves or their partner?
You want me to take this one first?
Mine's pretty short.
Go ahead.
I would just say
what would you tell a newbie?
Oh, man. So having that conversation early on with that person, right? So what are we? Mm. What are we in this relationship? What type of relationship is this? What is it? I don't like labels, but just a conversation. Mm-hmm. And then to connect to a deeper level, I think for me, mm-hmm. ambiance and aesthetics, right? So
Yes.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a little red light room?
Right? Get that red light going. sometimes music helps, sometimes it doesn't. Some candles and for me, there's gotta be daytime foreplay, even if it's through text message, heard this song,
the emotional intimacy.
Thinking what I want to do with you. Talk about your kinks and the praises you like. All this stuff is normal and should be spoken about. Mm-hmm. I was with someone for a very long time and this just wasn't part of the relationship. And it was very hard and weird to even try to make a baby. So it's sure. Took a very long time to conceive my children. And I feel like I learned more about myself and my sexual needs and desires, mm-hmm. being divorced.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff I said was either taboo or careless.
Or shameful. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm all about aesthetics and ambiance.
Heck yeah.
Love it.
Got for some red lights. Put on a Spotify playlist.
We may share a thing.
Maybe dress up a little sexy.
Yes. Make it a thing.
Hell make it yeah. an experience.
Right?
Fuck yeah.
For me, I would say it's slowing the hell down.
Yeah.
I feel in the hell should be in the F word, but we're going to keep it PG here. Okay. And I think, honestly, it really is about becoming, again, intentional in the moment. So rather than rushing just to finish or being able to just rip each other's clothes off and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and then being done with it, it's slow down, become really intentional, pause, breathe into the moment, mm-hmm. feel each other's bodies, mm-hmm. Breathe in together, make eye contact, become mm-hmm. super present. And for me, it's really about being able to feel every inch, every part.
Yeah. You know?
It's just
full presence.
I need the full body mm-hmm. experience.
Yep.
And I feel that's what kind of elevates the levels to the explosion.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Those are really great tips for newbies. And I would say, one of mine is just slow down. Mm. Slow the hell down.
Yeah.
Slow the hell down.
You could
down.
Tell when someone's in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're thinking too much.
And they're thinking too much.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. Yeah. And how Alex said, so you can really be present for whatever sensations are going mm-hmm. on. So you can emotionally what's coming up. For me, I would say just be purposeful, mm-hmm. Pleasure with purpose. So if you're going to, and not that you have to have a full blown conversation about it, but just before you get in, be intimate with somebody. How can you set an intention? If you communicate this with your partner, that would be great. But, and then you can ask what their intention would be too. But just setting an intention in your mind, what's my intention here? Mm-hmm. Do I just want to experience pleasure and just have fun? Do I really want to heal? Mm-hmm. Do I
want to manifest?
I knew you guys were going to say that.
Who doesn't love some sex magic now? It's a whole other episode. But, I think pleasure with purpose. That's mm-hmm. what I would say. Just the next time you're intimate with somebody or even solo, yeah. How can you do it with an intention and a purpose in mind? And also communicating that with your partner would be really cool because then you guys could even set an intention together and then you could da-da-da. That's for another episode. But that's what I would say, pleasure with purpose, set an intention.
And I think even in that, right, it's even communicating during, I feel so many people are so nervous to say I like this or I don't like
feedback.
That.
Yes. Please give feedback. Yes. Like, yes.
That's what makes things so much more.
Give some
more
encouragement.
Yeah.
Please, please. Yeah. Like, who doesn't love hearing, wow, you're doing a really good job.
So great.
Yes. You know, like, I mean, I love that. And again, I think this is why, you know, sex can be such a beautiful space because you're so vulnerable with somebody and they're giving you this positive feedback when you're being so open and vulnerable and they're like encouraging you. Mm-hmm. Like it could be so medicinal and healing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a delicious and healing and beautiful space.
It is. Oh, man. Oh man. Well, Alex.
Yeah. Oh,
close us out, girl. This is a lot.
Okay. All right. So we're going to continue talking more about sex because I feel like this just feels really good.
Yes.
So definitely tune in to the next episode. But thank you so much for sharing your time, your energy, your presence with us. We're really hoping you enjoy this juicy, juicy episode.
So and juicy.
We're curious. Like, tell us about your sexual experiences. Are you having sex from a place of consciousness and presence and intention and deliciousness? Or are we kind of in the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am state right now and we're looking for more? Or are we in there and, you know, we're wondering why? Like, kind of reach out to us. Let us know where you're at. We're here for you and we're here to dive deeper with you. So until next time.
Until next time.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.